Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18. Let's read. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. While Joseph thought on these things, behold, why is it said behold? Something is going to happen, something great, something wonderful, or something unusual, or something that is worth beholding and looking into. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. You see what the words of the angel. This angel knew exactly what to say, because he was bringing a message from the Lord. And the Lord knows the heart and the mind of men. Fear not. So what was in Joseph's mind? Fear. He was fearing to start his marriage with a woman that is not completely and wholly dedicated to her husband. A woman that knows no other man as such. He was fearing. You know why there are so many divorces nowadays? The people know not the fear of God. They don't think about marriage as a lifetime devotion to one another, and especially they don't think about together being devoted to the Lord, to the Word of God. So, what happened? This angel of the Lord is telling to Joseph, Joseph, fear not. Why did he say, fear not? Isn't there a reason to fear? No, there is not. It appeared to be, but there is not. And in our fears, and perhaps it's not fitting that I compare our fears with the fears of Joseph. This was really a different and special situation. But in any case, there is a message, there is a teaching for us. In our fears, among our fears, there are many that are not justified. And you know that our life would be much easier if we could at least sort out which fears are, quote, justified, unquote, and which fears are unreasonable. What I mean to say, we fear the things that will never happen. If we could just know that they will never happen, perhaps we would fear much less and be more open for the message of the Lord. Or perhaps we would be just as human as everybody else, and then the less there is to fear, the more fear we focus on the remaining fears. You know, the people are always somehow gifted by somebody to do something other than the good things that the Lord wants us to do. Well, the angel said to Joseph, fear not. That which is conceived in Mary. Mary, thy wife. Now, they didn't start living together. How is she his wife? They had a promise. They had an agreement, an arrangement. The words were so strong, so powerful, that before God, they were husband and wife. And they were thinking about one another as such. In Joseph's heart, his intention to withdraw from this arrangement was, I think, a painful divorce. Very grievous. And so the angel is coming to Joseph and telling him, Joseph, thou son of David. Why was it so important to be a son of David? I'm afraid I'll have to skip on this one, but I think it's a wonderful part of this message, but it's long. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for he which is conceived in her is, or that child which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. This conception is of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Almighty God created the universe. In the beginning, the earth was without form and void, which means nothing that we see today on the surface of the earth. It was a mess, and it was dark and just shapeless. And then, over all of that, there was the breath of the Spirit. There was the power of the Spirit breathing over all this shapeless, big beginning of the creation. And then we hear the word of God, light. And light came into existence. And I was not there to see that, but I think it must have been glorious. Because God looked at it and he saw, this light is so good. You know? When we do the will of the Lord, and we know we are weak people, we know we are imperfect and so on, and there are many shortcomings, and we know that he himself could have done it much better, and yet, in his grace, he decided that he will delegate this work to us, to do it in his name. And when we do something in his name, and we look at it, it's such a good feeling. It's a good thing to do something good. I wonder how much greater and better was that. But then, from that, if I may say so, from the arms of the Almighty God, sun and moon and stars and all the organic world and the creatures living on earth, everything just sprang into existence. It's so glorious, so great. Do we believe that? Can we grasp that? You know, it's just so great, so magnificent. Well, that same God, with that same might, is creating new creation now, and he created conception inside of Mary's body without the way used in the beginning. And so a child is developing, the body is being formed, shaped up, that is going to be the body of the son of, no, not of Adam, but the son of God. We never knew that. We never experienced that. What does that mean, to have a body that is not stained with sin? We know the relief. We know how wonderful it is to be forgiven. And we believe that. And when the situation becomes difficult, when there is suffering, some of us at least will wonder, am I really forgiven? Is this really that grace of God what happened to my feeling of peace and joy? I'm so much down. I am oppressed and depressed. And sometimes bitter. And at times angry. Am I forgiven? But you see, here is a man coming that need not be forgiven. He was not living, he was not born in sin, and living as a sinner, and repented, and then experienced God's forgiveness. No, he is the Son of God. It's so different, and yet it's so similar. He has the same flesh. He is hungry, he is thirsty, he is tired, he is sleepy. He is joyful, he is sad. Perhaps since Adam's fall, since sin entered the first time since the fall of humanity, a sinless man is going to walk again upon the face of this earth. But back to the moment that we are focusing on, Joseph woke up and he is thinking about that. And he is not distracted with the physical and material things. He didn't say, who? I to raise the Son of God? I to take me a wife and not to live with her as a husband? To raise a child that is not my own? And that kind of things? I'm amazed. I'm really encouraged with the godliness of this man, Joseph. He was relieved. He was happy. My Mary is a pure and holy virgin, and she's going to be the mother of the Son of God, and I'll be the caretaker. Oh, how wonderful. That's the way of thinking. You see the difference between the fear of man and the joy of God? A carnal man would find all problems in this whole setting. And the godly man will find all the blessings. It almost looks like, reminds us of the crossing of the Red Sea. It's a highway for the children of Israel. It's death of the Egyptians. And you know, so is true repentance. It's a highway for those that repented. It's even a time of blessed memories. Oh yes, sad, laborers, struggling and so on. But a time that on and on will remind us how gracious our God is. How patient, how loving, how kind. He can make the heir of the heavenly kingdom even from such a sinner as I am. We just sang that song. A wretched sinner. What an amazing grace of God. And so, I think that Joseph was blessed anew with this message. He received an assignment. Verse 21. Mary shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt, Joseph, the son of David, thou shalt call his name Jesus, which means Savior. Savior. Jesus. Joshua. He shall save his people from their sins. We would need an hour just for this line. At least an hour for the basics. What does that mean? Savior that will save his people from their sins. So the people that call themselves Christians and yet live in their sins are not his people. He said he will save his people from their sins. And if we are in the power of sins, under the power of sins, whose people are we? Now there is. Falling in sin, struggling against sin, repenting, crying for help, and so on. But living in sins and cheerfully saying, I'm saved. I invited Jesus in my heart. Isn't that heresy? I think that's apostasy. That's something that just does not fit here. Jesus will save his people from their sins. How often we are ready to cry against the sins of the others? Look what they did to me. But that's not the salvation that the Lord has brought to us. He brought to us salvation of our sins, my sins. And these are the worst ones. No one, on my account or in relationship to me, none of the men among the millions and billions of the mankind can affect me as badly as my sins. So my sins are the worst ones. And he came to save me from my sins. And we read here, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, there will be a time when you will buy a lot of gifts and exchange them among yourselves and make it a real Christmas. No, nothing of that sort. Absolutely nothing. Behold, a virgin shall be with child. And in this case, it's not just physical virgin. A pure, a holy, a godly person, devoted to the Lord, shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. I wish we could read this in Spanish. It's much better. Emmanuel. To me, it sounds so beautiful. But anyway, we are in English now. Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, that's what makes the beauty of this name, the meaning of it, God with us. If God is going to be with us, that means that he is our Savior from our sins, not from the sins of the others. The gospel is not a revolutionary teaching. It did not come to change the regimes, but to change the hearts of men. Consequently, some regimes had to collapse too. I don't feel sorry for that. That's all right. They are very similar altogether. But in any case, Joseph, after he woke up from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. I wonder if until this moment Mary was praying about to receive the wisdom how to explain to Joseph what is going on. It was much easier to explain to Elizabeth. No explanation was needed. As soon as Elizabeth saw Mary, as soon as Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary, Elizabeth was blossoming in joy of the Lord, and it was so exciting. Two women that were chosen for special assignments and special roles in the history of the humanity, in the work of our salvation, in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were sharing their joy, and it was great, it was wonderful. What is Mary going to tell to Joseph? And until this time, for a while, I think, Joseph became very distant. You know, he decided that he's going to get out of that. Quietly, just stop having contacts and planning for their marriage and so on. And now Joseph is coming to Mary. I don't know what were his words, but I would think that he said, Mary, I know everything. The Lord just revealed that to me. You know? I don't know. I know that Jacob was waiting 7 years and he was all excited and all disappointed next morning. But when Joseph and Mary started living together, there was not much for the flesh. It was a marriage of hearts and souls. We are going to raise the Son of God. That's our goal. That's our desire. And we are going to do it by the grace of God and with the help of God. I don't know why I feel so thrilled with that. I think that when the child was born, even before, this little Jesus was an adopted child of Joseph of Arimathea, the carpenter. And Joseph and Mary together loved this child, and they did everything in their power to preserve the child and to raise this child and to be the stewards of the Lord in raising his own son on earth. Such a mystery and such a revelation.